You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. The Nuggets are in Chicago tonight, play the Bulls. The Avalanche will be on the ice in San Jose against the Sharks. But sports-wise, Jeremy, the Colorado Rockies played their first spring training game yesterday, hey. And they won.
Whoa, that's not like them.
You know what I think? I think they should just put away all their gear right now and just go home, knowing that they didn't lose a single game in 2021.
Call it a season. Be done with it.
Even if it's just spring training.
We're number
undefeated.
One.
Just hang them up. Say, nope, we're done.
That's good.
We're just, a couple weeks away from, since March is now officially here. We're just a few weeks away from the March Madness tournament. First time in 2 years because they had to cancel it last year. So be people losing their minds over that, I'm sure. This is not necessarily a news for nerds story, but sorta, because it involves that deep fake technology, which I thought everybody knew about that, but I've learned over the last month that a lot of people have never heard of what that is. Can you explain to people who are new what deep fake with videos and stuff
is? They're basically taking videos and they can plaster someone else's face on whoever is in the video.
Very realistic.
Very realistically. Go to YouTube today and search deep fake videos, and there's a bunch where they put like Nicolas Cage's face on various actors in different movies as if Nicolas Cage was in the movie. But I like the one that they did in this story with Abe Lincoln. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see that.
I posted this story on our Facebook that Dom's going to tell you about if you want to talk about it. And for the commercial for this company, they took an old historical photo of Abraham Lincoln. They colorized it and then slapped it on some actor's face. And so it looks like Abe Lincoln is doing the commercial for this company.
Oh, my God.
So tell them what it's all about.
Well, it's a genealogy site. They have a new service. What they do is they kind of go Harry Potter on you. If you've watched the Harry Potter movies, you know about when they walk down the halls, the photographs move and talk to them and stuff. So this company has this new service where they use that deep fake technology and they will animate photos of people. The story is mentioning how they will animate photos of your dead relatives, which is creepy
as
hell.
It's really creepy.
But it could be anybody. Like Jeremy just pointed out, you know, Abe Lincoln or whatever. But you take a photo. You can do a photo of yourself. They will take that technology and they will make the face move. Now, they say they're not going to use audio. They will not let the person talk because they're worried about some sort of legal action coming out.
Grandpappy would never have said that.
Yeah. And right now, they say this reanimation feature is free if you want to try it out. The guy who wrote the story that I read, and probably the one that Jeremy read, is saying that he wished he hadn't done it because it freaked him the hell out.
It sure does. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it would be really cool if you do have that picture of your great-great-great-grandma and grandpa or something, and then you can see them actually move, essentially, so you can kind of see, like, oh, this is kind of what they would look like if they were alive, you know?
Now, personally, I will not be giving any websites access to photos of me or my family.
Sure.
Which I would recommend that people think about before
you start uploading.
Yeah.
Leave all that to Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, right. What else is trending?
Well, I just got to throw this in because we both love peanut butter. Today is National Peanut Butter Lovers Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to get Dom to buy those peanut butter balls, and I'm telling you, it'll change your life.
Where do I find them? Are they just at the regular grocery store?
Yeah, peanut butter aisle. Little container of peanut butter balls.
I'm going to look next time I go. I just had some peanut butter a little while ago on some toast.
So good. Second good news story, daylight savings time starts this month. We spring forward on March 14th, so the days are going to feel just a little bit longer. So that's,
hooray!
That is good news. That is a big hooray. So, what else is going on? I didn't watch a second of the Golden Globes last night. I guess they went down mostly without a hitch last night. I guess there was a little audio flub or something in the beginning. But one of the big takeaways from the show last night is everyone talking about how Jason Sudeikis looked accepting his award for Ted Lasso, that Apple TV series show, whatever it is. It's about soccer. Anyway, he was sitting there accepting his award in a hoodie. And basically everyone's saying, well, this is what happens when Olivia Wilde leaves you for a younger man. He looked a little rough, and he was just sitting there like, whatever, give me my award.
So. Yeah, there wasn't really a dress code last night, was there?
At all. They said Bill Murray was kicking back in a Hawaiian shirt and a martini. Jodie Foster was there looking like she was having a pajama party with her dog. Somebody else was wearing like running pants or something. But, you know, if you were a celebrity, this is probably way better for you than getting dressed up and having to schmooze and be all fake. You can sit at home in your PJs on your couch and accept your award. They're probably loving it, man.
Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, Jason Sudeikis in a hoodie. That's kind of funny. The Lady Gaga saga kind of continues here. The big news is that the two stolen French bulldogs, Gustav and Koji, they're back home. They were recovered on Friday evening. Oh, thank God. Thank God. A woman turned the dogs into the police. They were found tied to a pole in an alley miles away. That sounds like a hostage situation or something.
So I think what they've determined, they're thinking, is that the criminals had no idea whose dogs they were taking.
Correct.
And when they saw it splashed all over the news, they're like, holy crap. Tie the dogs up over there. Let's get the hell out of here.
What do we do? I guess she's going to pay the reward to this finder, this woman who called the police, the $500,000.
I was thinking about that. If you just walked by, saw the dogs, and you just called the police, would you take $500,000?
Yeah. Found him.
I don't think I would.
Huh. I'd take half of it. I'd feel only a little guilty taking the money then.
I think I would refuse her money. You know, I would say something like, you know what? Let me come sit in on one of your recording sessions one time just quietly and watch. Because that would be fascinating to watch how they produce hit records. I would do that instead.
Nah, give me the money. her dog Walker is also doing very well in the hospital.
Good.
Continuing to recover. The basketball hoop that Kobe Bryant used as a kid has been auctioned off. I guess it was attached to a garage at Kobe's childhood home in Pennsylvania, and the house just sold for something just over $800,000. So I got a good price for the house.
For the house or for the...
For the house. For the house. Oh. The buyer wasn't interested in the hoop, so he took it down and sent it to auction. The hoop sold for $37,000.
My God.
$37,000 basketball.
And they can prove that that hoop was up back then?
I guess so. There must be pictures and stuff or something.
Okay.
But man, cashing in. Some of the Rona stuff floating around. A plastic surgeon in California showed up for his Zoom traffic court appearance while he was in the middle of operating on a patient. This video has made the rounds. He swore that he could concentrate on the surgery and the court appearance at the same time.
Great.
The Medical Board of California says they're looking into the incident.
I hope.
But I saw the video. He just kept looking up and down, and cauterizing or whatever he was doing and talking to the judge at the same time. My goodness. Real quick, let me give you your Fat America. There's a new microwave popcorn out there. It's coming from Act 2. And it tastes like mac and cheese, Dom. There's a mac and cheese popcorn coming out.
I saw one
of our listeners sent us something for Fat America. It was, what are those crackers I'm always talking about? The Cheez-Its. Mm-hmm. They have Cheez-It flavored popcorn coming out now.
Yeah, I'd
eat
that too.
Yeah, all day long. All right, we'll get to the dog story later. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a link to an invention from a few years ago, but it is resurfacing now. It's a tear gun that captures and freezes your tears, and then it lets you shoot them at the person that made you cry. That's why, Dom. You can shoot them back at the person that's making you upset.
That's great.
Isn't that fantastic? You guys see the pictures of this thing. It's crazy. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.